The rest of the story. The awful news spread through Wilkes County like a plague. This was it. The Yates sisters and the Bunker brothers were, well, they were courting. And worse still, the two couples had made specific plans to get married. But wasn't there a law against interracial marriage in North Carolina? Yes, of course there was. But the legislator creators of that law, surely unintentionally, had left a fair-sized loophole through which four local young people were about to leap. In the first place, how could the story possibly be true? Oh, there were doubts about it. Why, only the other day, the Yates sisters and Bunker brothers had ridden into Wilkesboro together and then strolled about the town, arm in arm, right there in broad daylight. Had Adelaide and Sally Ann Yates lost their minds, the citizens of Wilkes County wondered. After all, the Yates family was among the most respected for miles around. They owned 1,200 acres of land and 15 slaves and lived in a big white house on a big green hill. How could such prestigious, honorable, moral parents condone such a crime against nature? Well, as it turned out, the girl's father and mother had not permitted them to become engaged to the Bunker brothers. In fact, David and Nancy Yates didn't even know what their teenage daughters were up to until the night a mob of protesters carrying torches and rocks showed up at their doorstep. Windows were shattered. Threats were hurled. If the Yateses did not put an end to their daughter's folly, the angry shouts promised, then the family's crops would be burned. Naturally, the girl's parents forbade them ever to see the Bunker brothers after that. But, just as naturally, Adelaide and Sally Ann, after a tearful acquiescence, began devising ways to meet their boyfriends in secret. And this is the rest of the story. It took plenty of planning and persistence, but the Yates sisters eventually overcame their parents' objections and their fears. And on April 13 of 1843, in the living room of the White House on the Green Hill, they and their hard-won sweethearts were married. And to the pleasant surprise of the Yates family, the entire community shortly thereafter changed its mind, then its heart, and rallied behind the newlyweds, whose determination and devotion had become a lesson to them all. Throughout their 31 happy years together, until death did them part, both couples produced 21 children between them. Once upon a world in which love and hate dwelled side by side, a world not terribly unlike our own, there was a law prohibiting the marriage of free whites to blacks, or to Indians, or to any persons of mixed racial ancestry. But the authors of that legislation had somehow neglected to include on their list of outcasts Chinese. So, legally permitted, the Bunker brothers, two North Carolina farmers named Chang and Eng, married the girls of their dreams and lived happily ever after. In an era of racial prejudice so exaggerated that practically nobody seemed to notice, even less to care, that those two young men were then known the world over for the pound of flesh that bound them together at the chest. All your life you've heard the term Siamese twins. Today, you've met Chang and Eng, the brothers who were the first Siamese twins. And now you know the rest of the story.